baseball fans. You've got the Red Hot Mama coming at you from Redsland with the Reds news for the week ending Saturday, February 25th, 2006. Spring training must really be underway now because position players reported on Tuesday. Everyone was on time, and there were no holdouts or visa problems this year. Though by the time the position players arrived, their first teammate had already been cut. Pitcher Josh Hancock was cut on Saturday when his spring training physical showed that he had arrived to camp 17 pounds overweight. Since then, he's already signed with the Cardinals organization, and there, he hopes to fill some of the gaping hole left by Ray King. Here's one for your Who Gives a Rat's Ass file. Ken Griffey Jr. missed the mandatory team dinner on Tuesday to be the personal guest of Jeb Bush at Bush's Legends Day Gala. Yay. The Reds will have to do without the services of Ryan Wagner for a few days, as he was sent home with a 101-degree temperature after being struck with a case of the dreaded flu-like symptoms. The Reds will have to do without the services of William Bregoia to start the season, as he was struck with a hernia in the offseason that will require surgery. And finally, the Puerto Rican World Baseball Classic team will have to do without the services of Felipe Lopez, who's backed out after being struck with a case of the common sense. Pitcher Paul Wilson threw a 30-pitch bullpen session on Friday. According to the Cincinnati Enquirer, the session was uneventful. I love uneventful. So far, no Mark Pryor-type shenanigans from the Reds and Wilson. Rumors continue to swirl about the Reds' interest in pitcher Pedro Estacio. His options seem to be narrowed down now to a major league deal from the Nationals or Reds, or a minor league deal from the Padres. Even though the Padres are offering only a minor league deal, my guess is that Estacio will stick with San Diego. Because really, wouldn't you? And today I want to end the podcast by playing the song This One Belongs to the Reds by our own Reds fan, Ryan Parker. You can download this song to listen to yourself at www.howamericaworks.com/songs.htm. Till next week, stick to your diet and go Reds!
Remember the days of sweet Lou Piniella. Even when he threw bases, he was still a good fella. 'Cause we led wire to wire and we swept the World Series. We beat Mark McGwire. It brought me to tears when I watched the foul ball fly down the first baseline. It was one of those moments just frozen in time, with Benzinger backing and making the play. Remember the joy when we heard Marty say, this one belongs to the Reds. So with Griffey and Don and Bob Castellini, we'll bring back the days of the big red machine, when Morgan and Bench ruled the Queen City, and other teams knew the games would not be pretty. If everyone's healthy and we get some pitching, we'll conquer the Cards and win the division. With Willie Moe, Austin, and brand new heroes, we'll bring back the legend of Mr. Pete Rose. This one belongs to the Reds. Remember the game that was pitched by Tom Browning, how Fountain Square sang after his perfect outing. I was standing and cheering, tell me where were you when Pete Rose hit number 4192. From Seaver to Riho, from Foster to Larkin, the Reds of the past will not be forgotten. So play with the pride that these heroes displayed. Give Marty a reason to constantly say, this one belongs to the Reds. So with Griffey and Don and Bob Castellini, we'll bring back the days of the big red machine, when Morgan and Bench ruled the Queen City, and other teams knew the games would not be pretty. If everyone's healthy and we get some pitching, we'll conquer the Cards and win the division. With Willie Moe, Austin, and brand new heroes, we'll bring back the legend of Mr. Pete Rose. Yeah, this one belongs. This one belongs. This one belongs to the Reds.
The Visit us online at red-hot-mama.com or via email at rhm@red-hot-mama.com.